Today's top story, setting the record straight about the COVID-19 vaccines. Where you get your information from is always important. But right now, when it comes to this pandemic, it could literally be a life and death decision. And there's no gray area here. Media hosts, pundits, and politicians are either acting responsibly and working to keep Americans safe, or they're trying to take advantage of a distrustful American public for their own gain. Tucker Carlson falls into the latter category. Here's what he had to say last night.
We're not saying there's no benefit to the vaccine. There may well be profound benefits to the vaccine. Our mind is open and has been from the first day. We never encourage anyone to take or not to take the vaccine. Obviously, we're not doctors. But we know lying when we see it, and you just saw it. To say again in unison, and they're all saying it, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, is simply untrue. That's a lie. There's a massive discrepancy between that political talking point, which is exactly what it is. Thank you, Rochelle Walensky. Thank you, President Biden. And what the data in a bunch of different countries are showing.
Now, I have seen this so much over the past few years, and it's infuriating every single time. Bad faith arguments from people who know better. Just gaslighting an audience vulnerable to that type of manipulation because of the tribal bubble that they live in. It's actually Tucker Carlson who's lying. It's disgraceful, and I'll prove it. He claims this isn't a pandemic of the unvaccinated. He's trying to sell you a narrative that claims it's not mainly the unvaccinated who are getting hit the hardest by this latest wave of the virus. Well, here's the truth. At Tampa General Hospital, Dr. Jason Wilson, a top ER physician there who we've had on this show before, he was on AM Tampa Bay this morning, says hospitalizations due to COVID are almost four times higher than they were a month ago, and nearly all of them involve unvaccinated patients. He's only seen a handful of vaccinated people experience serious COVID symptoms. Now, don't just take his word for it. Dr. Sita Lakshmi, who we've also had on the show, who also works at Tampa General Hospital, said more than 90% of their admitted patients are unvaccinated. And 99% of the deaths have been in the unvaccinated group. But that's just one hospital. Let's look at the entire Jackson health system here in Florida. Since July 6th, there's been a 111% increase in patients hospitalized with COVID. And of the 139 patients they're treating, 95% are unvaccinated. Or how about Sarasota Memorial Hospital? A month ago, the number of COVID patients there was in the single digits, with none in the ICU. Right now, 36 are hospitalized, with 7 in the ICU. And of the nearly 100 patients admitted with COVID over the past month, 94 were unvaccinated. For those of you who aren't great at math, that's 94% who were unvaccinated. In Orange County, over the past 3 days, 100% of the new COVID cases there are among those unvaccinated. 100%. On a broader level, there's HCA Healthcare, one of the nation's largest hospital systems. Fully vaccinated people account for less than 1% of their COVID-19 patients. That means, again, for those not great at math, 99% are unvaccinated. Advent Health, which manages 41 hospitals across 7 states, reported 97% of their roughly 12,700 patients treated this year were unvaccinated or partially vaccinated. Of the fully vaccinated COVID patients they've seen, most of them have weakened immune systems due to cancer or some other serious condition. And I can do this all day. In North Carolina, more than 99% of cases and 98% of hospitalizations and deaths since May were among those not fully vaccinated. In Arkansas, 98% of COVID hospital admissions were those not fully vaccinated. Even Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican who I don't think anyone would consider a rhino, got his first COVID vaccination shot the other day. Why? His words, quote, 90% of people in the hospital with the Delta variant haven't been vaccinated. That's another signal the vaccine works. Now, here's something else to keep in mind, because people like Tucker Carlson will use this to try to mislead you. I guarantee it. As more people are vaccinated, the total number of hospitalizations will go down. But the percent of those who are vaccinated and are hospitalized will go up. That's not because the vaccines aren't working. It's because there are more vaccinated people and fewer overall hospitalizations. Let me put it another way. Let's say you have 100% of a certain population that's vaccinated. There's going to be hardly any hospitalizations, but of the few there are, 100% of them will be among those who are vaccinated. Get it? I hope so, because that's what the contrarians are going to use. Tucker basically said it last night. In places with higher vaccination rates, a larger percentage of the hospitalized population will have been vaccinated. But the key point here is that the total number of hospitalizations and deaths will be way, way, way lower than if nobody was vaccinated. It ain't rocket science. You don't need to be part of the team that sent Jeff Bezos into space to understand it. The UK is going through another major wave of cases, but there's a big difference this time around compared to the last few waves. Deaths are down over 90%. Why? What's the different variable this time around? You guessed it, the vaccines. And while we're on the topic of the UK, a caller to the show yesterday cited a science advisor over there, Sir Patrick Vallance, who had said 60% of hospital admissions in the UK were among those who were vaccinated. Well, not quite. And this is why I hate letting people just spout off on the show without being able to immediately verify the info they're putting out to all of you. That advisor misspoke, and he admitted it. 60% are unvaccinated. Now, that does mean that 40% of those hospitalized have been vaccinated, and that's a high number. But the UK also uses AstraZeneca. We don't. And Pfizer and Moderna have been shown to be more effective. They've also vaccinated more people. Back to Tucker for a minute. All that information, correct information, I put together myself today. I don't have a team. I don't have a staff. And I hosted mornings for Miami earlier today. Yet, I still managed to get you the truth. And honestly, it wasn't that hard. So ask yourself, with all the resources he has, the huge staff, access to the brightest minds, why would he BS you? I'll tell you why. Because he knows, like everything else with this pandemic, vaccines have become political, and a large portion of his audience are opposed to them because of that. So he tells you what you want to hear. He plays the contrarian, just asking questions. That's his shtick. And he gets a lot of attention because of it. But he knows better. They all do. He just doesn't have the guts to tell you the truth because he doesn't have the confidence that his viewers will stick with him if he does that. Which brings me to Sean Hannity, who did the right thing on his show last night. The responsible thing. Here's what he said.
Just like we've been saying, please take COVID seriously. I can't say it enough. Enough people have died. We don't need any more deaths. Research like crazy. Talk to your doctor, your doctors, medical professionals you trust based on your unique medical history, your current medical condition, and you and your doctor make a very important decision for your own safety. Take it seriously. You also have a right to medical privacy. Doctor-patient confidentiality is also important. And it absolutely makes sense for many Americans to get vaccinated. I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccination.
Look, I don't think Hannity has always been the most responsible voice during this pandemic. I think he rolled with the political winds an awful lot. But credit where credit is due. I hope viewers watched that, heard that, and I hope some who are unvaccinated went and got the shot because of it. They'll be better off for it, and it could end up saving their life. I get that there's been a lot of information put out over the past year and a half, and some of it, from those in positions of great responsibility and trust, haven't gotten everything right. And I've called them out over it, regardless of who they are, what position they hold, or what party they're affiliated with. But you got to be smart about this stuff. Just because someone got it wrong before doesn't mean they're wrong now. Yet, I see so many follow people and believe people who got it wrong time and time and time again. The COVID deniers and downplayers, the anti-vaxxers, nobody has been more wrong more consistently than them. Period. And it's not even close. Someone I've recommended all of you follow is Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former FDA commissioner under President Trump. He has been a steady, reasonable voice throughout this whole ordeal. He doesn't go too far. He doesn't act like an alarmist. And he's been right on with his analysis, more on point than any other public health official I've seen. So here's what he recently had to say about a few things. And I'll start with his comments about the seriousness of the Delta variant.
When you look at the people who've been hospitalized, 97% of the hospitalizations are in people who are unvaccinated. Most of the deaths that are occurring right now are in people who are unvaccinated. The bottom line is that many people are no longer susceptible to COVID. More than 50%, about 50% of the population has been fully vaccinated. Probably another third of the American population has been previously infected with this virus. So many people aren't susceptible to the virus. But if 25% of the population remains susceptible to the virus, in absolute terms, that's still a lot of people. And this virus is so contagious, this variant is so contagious, that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime in terms of the risk of putting them in the hospital.
Now, here's Dr. Scott Gottlieb talking about how the region you're in and the vaccination rates there could impact your overall risk.
I think if you live in states like I'm in right now, where vaccination rates are very high and there's been a lot of previous spread, there is a wall of immunity, and I think it's going to be a backstop against Delta spread. If you're in parts of the country where vaccination rates are low and there hasn't been a lot of prior spread, and that's a lot of parts of the rural South, I think it's much more vulnerable. I think people who live in those communities, especially if you live in communities where the prevalence is already high, I think it's prudent to take precautions if you're a vulnerable individual. And Delta is so contagious that when we talk about masks, I don't think we should just talk about masks. I think we should be talking about high-quality mask. Quality of mask is going to make a difference with a variant that spreads more aggressively like Delta does, where people are more contagious and exude more virus. And trying to get N95 masks into the hands of vulnerable individuals in places where this is really epidemic, I think is going to be important. Even in cases where they're vaccinated, if they want to add another layer of protection, there are a supply of N95 masks right now. There's no shortage. There's plenty of masks available for healthcare workers. So it could be something that we start talking about, getting better quality masks into the hands of people, because I think it's going to be hard to mandate these things right now, but we could certainly provide them so people can use them on a voluntary basis to try to protect themselves.
And, you know, it's important to note, and I've said this a lot, but we're still learning things about this virus, about these variants, about the vaccines. It's an ongoing process. This is all new. So I know there's a lot of questions about these breakthrough cases or natural immunity. So let me get to that. Here's Dr. Scott Gottlieb again, former FDA commissioner under President Trump on breakthrough cases.
Potentially there's more breakthrough infections. That's in fact what we're seeing in Israel, that over time you get decline in the vaccine effectiveness. So people are getting more breakthrough infections. The vaccines are still very protective against hospitalizations and severe outcomes. And we're certainly seeing that also in the Israeli data and the UK data, where hospitalizations are way down, the case fatality rate is down because more of the vulnerable population is vaccinated, more of the infection that's occurring is occurring among young people. There are breakthrough infections occurring in vaccinated people. I don't think it's an overwhelming number, but we're not tracking it here in the United States. And that's the bottom line. We should be tracking it. CDC is only tracking breakthrough infections among people who become hospitalized. We should know what's going on in the outpatient setting. We should also have a better sense of whether whether or not this is a more transmissible strain even among the vaccinated. We know from the prior data that the vaccine substantially reduced your likelihood of transmitting the infection. But when you have a more infectious variant like this, where viral levels are much higher earlier in the course of the infection, so they can overwhelm the immune system, but they can also potentially make you more contagious. Are people who are vaccinated, who are developing asymptomatic or mild infections, even though they're vaccinated, more contagious in those settings? We should be tracking it so we understand the answer to that question.
And finally, Dr. Scott Gottlieb on natural immunity and the protection that affords you.
The bottom line is that someone who's previously been infected who gets vaccinated is going to have a very durable immunity, a very robust and durable immunity, and be at very low risk of getting vaccinated in that setting. So I think the prudent thing to do would be to get vaccinated in that setting. I think people are right that there is immunity through prior infection. We shouldn't discount that. I think people are right that if you're young and healthy and been previously infected, you're at low risk of a reinfection that would get you in trouble. But you're still going to be able to secure a much more durable immunity through vaccination. And we've seen that in the data. So I would still encourage that individual to get vaccinated. But you're right. People are making those judgments. And some proportion of the unvaccinated right now are people who know that they've been previously infected and they have some immunity from that prior infection.
So there. Now you have the right, correct information on how the pandemic is impacting those who are unvaccinated compared to those who are fully vaccinated, and then some great information from Dr. Scott Gottlieb, a source you can trust on all of this, about the Delta variant, risk factors, breakthrough cases, and natural immunity. Look, I just want you to be safe. I heard another story from someone close to me about a 27-year-old they know. She was hesitant about getting the vaccine, never got it, then got infected, and within 2 weeks, went from being admitted to the hospital to being dead. That's a tragic story a year ago. It's an unnecessarily tragic story now. We have the ability to prevent that. It's free. And honestly, it's a real life freaking miracle.